Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening and welcome to a very wet and soggy Winner's Corner. How you doing, Wayne? Hello, Wayne, are you there?
There we go.
Yeah, it's the computer, man. It's running really, really, really slow right now. But the weather is terrible. But we're going to make
it. Oh, I said I was dry. So it's nice and dry up here.
Hell yeah. Shut up. No, it's a... That's how I feel about that. Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Not you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you, my friend?
Hello.
I hear you. It is. I was just telling Wayne that we're like getting flooded down here right now. The tropical storm, a small hurricane, whatever you want to call it. Not too far from where I'm at. It's out in the ocean and it's going to hit northern Florida. So it's bypassing us, but we have got like 10 inches of rain in the last day and a half, 2 days. So
yeah, I can only imagine. I was in Hurricane Hugo, so I know exactly.
Yeah.
Manned and all the ships were starting to sink in the back because we were right there on the water and sea rafting for a couple days.
Yeah. It's not bad. I can honestly say that my pain level has not been bad, which is kind of shocking because the barometric pressure is like all over the board down here. The humidity is extremely high. Of course, that happens with, tropical storms or hurricanes get close by. But yeah, the pain is not real bad at all. I'm actually kind of shocked. I was going to cancel the show, then I thought I'm watching the weather, and I'm like, no, it's really not storming here. It's just raining.
I almost canceled, too, because
did you?
Same thing. Barometric pressure is really affecting me.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I'll let tonight's show go, but I canceled tomorrow night because it's actually supposed to hit tomorrow night, I think. So I went ahead and canceled tomorrow's show today. So Wayne, so tomorrow's show's not on. So
just strap yourself to a tree and get it over with.
it's
tomorrow.
Oh, that's Wayne. That's my co-host. Wayne, that's
a little storm.
Yeah, I know. Only a little tropical storm that has lots of tornadoes in it and several feet of water. I did it because they were saying it was going to, affect us really bad. We're right in the middle of the state, so we're usually pretty high and dry and usually pretty safe here, but the power likes to go out a lot. And do a show when the power goes out, guess what? By the time I get the generator hooked up and everything hooked up, the show's over. So that's why I canceled it. But anyway, Maria, how's your ketamine treatment doing with you? Is it doing okay? I just seen a friend, Nadine, I shouldn't say her name. I'm sorry about that. And I should have asked you before saying something, so I do apologize. But I'm really curious about the ketamine because it seems to be working for a lot of people. And I'm not really all with it because of the way I guess it has to be done. I think it's kind of dangerous, but people are saying that it's working. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
Well, Dan, ketamine, there is no set protocol of how ketamine is given at this point in time. And that's one of the things that needs to be done. And I believe that I think RSDSA is working on that. But as far as my ketamine, I get my ketamine outpatient. So I don't get as high dosages as everybody else because they're in a hospital and they get it within days, for days.
Right.
Maybe up to a week or so. But mine, I have to take, if I can get it, you know, one day, then the next day, and then I might have to wait a couple days and be able to get my third dose in. When I first started ketamine a long time ago, probably about 4 years ago, I've only had TRPS for, I've had it for 6 years, but I only, after my second injury, which was a year later, I was told I had TRPS, and I didn't realize I had it TRPS for a year before that because I didn't know much about TRPS.
Sure.
But now looking back, I know that I've had it an extra year than my second injury. But so I started getting ketamine like 2 years into my illness. And when I first started it, it was a wonder drug for me. I mean, I was wheelchair, and after I got ketamine, I was able to get up and walk and just do some minor things or daily chores, which was awesome. Now that the years passed, the ketamine is not as effective anymore on me. And, you know, you never know that dose of ketamine may work that time, and maybe it doesn't, or maybe it only works for a small span of time, and so you never know what you're going to get.
right.
You know, but for me, ketamine in the beginning was a wonder drug, and I still use it from time to time, but it's not as effective anymore for me.
Really? Okay. So yeah, I don't know much about it. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me about it, and I just simply tell them I don't know. I just go by what people, you know, tell me and what I see. And I've seen a few people that it's working really good for. Like me and Wayne have talked about before. I think the oxygen treatment is the better. It's a safer route anyway. I don't know if it's any better. But it does seem to help a lot of people as well. So that's why I was asking you about it. Go ahead.
My very first dosage of ketamine, I didn't know much about it. And I really didn't do my research on it. And not many people really told me a lot about ketamine because they were afraid they were going to scare me. And my very first treatment of ketamine, they didn't know how that to apply, or I should say administer it to me, you know, how if they should give me adverse or if just straight ketamine or whatever. But I wound up having some bad trips on the ketamine, and it scared me. And I didn't want to go back. But when I seen the effects of what it had on me, I went back and tried again. And then at that point, they did give me adverse to help me relax and keep me calm as they were administering it. And it worked out much better. And I took in my headphones to listen to music and my sunglasses and my blanket and my glasses. It all worked out well, you know. So now that we have it under control, it's good. But everybody's different.
Oh, sure. And it affects everybody differently. That's for sure. You know, we were talking the other night or the other day about you, you know, being gone for a while and coming back to things and how difficult it really is to do. And it's kind of what the topic is for the show is, you know, we all go through really trying times.
Yeah,
we go through a lot of trying times, challenges. You know, we have to stay focused. We have to stay, true to what we want to do. I mean, it's very hard to do. But it's something that we need to do, and everybody has got to take a break because everybody's health and well-being is first. I mean, each individual person. So when that person feels like they've had enough or, just really at their wit's end, they need to take time for themselves and get themselves better and get themselves right. I mean, we all have to do that.
Right. Well, and, you know, first of all, you know, people don't realize, you know, the challenges, what challenges one may go through. It's the same thing as CRPS. What one may go through, the other one may not, but yet we're all the same having different challenges. Some are alike, some aren't, but the situations and the circumstances are different. And how mm-hmm. one reacts to pain is not necessarily how another one will react to pain. And sometimes right. also on top of it, when you're in pain, you don't really know the mistakes that you're making and so forth because you can't see them. And then when you get criticized for them and people start attacking you and so forth for them, they don't stop and think about, you know, well, how do I react in this situation? You know, what has happened that, you know, I find that, don't take this wrong. I'm not mm-hmm. saying this is the whole community in that, but I found right. that being on Facebook for 4 or 5 years now and trying to do all the things that I was doing to raise awareness now, you're going to make mistakes. And
sure.
on
sure.
top of that, you have a lot of challenges within your the doctors, your family, the bodies mm-hmm. that you daily live in, the caregivers. There's sure. a lot of negativity again on Facebook and that, but there's some positive things too. Like again, don't mm-hmm. think that that's not. I'm just saying
no.
That is your life and those mm-hmm. are a lot of those people are your friends and then you have some that you think are your friends and you're getting attacked. It can,
right.
on top of everything else can take a toll. And when you don't sure. take a break from doing projects or, you know, the challenges around your home or with mm-hmm. family and the things like that, it can become very overwhelming, especially when your illness keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have right. you don't have that consistency. And
right.
so I had to break. I had to take a break because, let's be honest, I'm going to be honest here, that mm-hmm. I got to the point that I got very depressed because I felt
sure.
very attached to that I thought about committing suicide.
Sure, yeah.
And I wasn't seeing that I do have a lot of friends out there that support me and love me, and but all I thought
right.
about was, you know, I hurt somebody else, and that was not my intention of hurting other people. But
sure.
at the same time, I was trying to do something good, and mm-hmm. other people didn't see what I was trying to do either. So,
right.
I had to take that break, and
right.
now it's been very difficult for me to come back to Facebook. I'm
sure.
still not on Facebook full
right.
time.
Right.
Well, I don't trust people.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like this, Maria. I make a lot of people mad sometimes, and you know, I don't mean to do it personally. It's not a personal jab at no one. I don't do that unless I'm forced to. Okay, but when we speak the truth, and I'm not speaking just for us, me, you, and Wayne. I'm speaking for everybody. When we speak the truth to someone, it usually hurts them, and they come back with this negative attitude, wanting to jump your case. I had a guy do it to me today over posting my show in the groups. And he said, "You're posting the same show every day." I'm like, "No, man, read. It's the same logo, but it's a different show every night, 4 nights a week. You know, I mean, right. this guy just jumped me out of nowhere and took me out of his group. I'm like, "You're hurting your own people, man. You're not hurting me. I don't get paid by having people listen to my show." But what I'm saying is I speak my mind and I speak what I feel. I don't hide anything from anyone. And a lot of people respect that, but there's people out there that don't like that. And like I tell them, "Sorry, I wasn't trying to step on your toes, but you know, if the shoe fits, wear it." I mean, that's kind of how I feel. And
right.
you're
they
right. It's hard.
Like but these tools can help other
right.
people. It may not be right for you, but it might be
sure.
right for someone else.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, people just have to get over it. I mean, it's just all there is to it. We're here to raise awareness and help find a cure for over 150 chronic pain disorders. And we're not going to stop here. I'm not going to stop just because somebody didn't like what I said. I'm not going to do it.
Why can't we come together as one and all work together on a project together?
Sure.
Who cares?
Sure.
Who gets what recognition? I don't care. I'll be the bottom. I don't care. I don't care.
That's me too.
I care about trying to help other people.
Sure.
And I don't know. But then, you know, again, you do have some people out there that are really working hard to bring awareness. And I hope and I pray that those people will be able to raise that above the bar without being attacked and so forth. Go ahead.
It's, you know, some of us, and Wayne, you can step in here anytime as you're ready to. I know you're itching to say something, I'm sure. A lot of us wear our heart out on our sleeve, and I've learned the hard way not to do that. I care about every single person in this country, in this world. I mean, really, I do. I don't like a lot of people. I don't like what a lot of people stand for. I don't like a lot of things that people do and say. But that they're still human beings, and they have a right to be here. And, you know, I've learned in the chronic pain community, and some people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I'm going to tell you, this is my personal feelings. The nicer you are to people, the more they walk on you. If you just be kind of cold to them and, you know, stick to your guns and do what you believe in, people are going to listen to you. People are going to follow you. People are going to be friends with you. That's just how it works. You can't make them all happy. And, you know, we just need to do what we are needing to do as far as, you know, bringing awareness, finding the cure, whatever the case may be. Like you said, you were going to start your, what is it, Call for Hope? Or I forget what it's called now. You wanted to start that back up. I think you should. I mean, only if you feel like doing it. That's first.
Right.
You have to make sure you feel like
it. And let your voice be heard and that.
I
just kind of decided if I'm going to go back to that because it's a struggle. I feel like it's a struggle in the community to get people to participate.
Yeah.
And I understand
it is.
That the illness is very overwhelming, but it's also very draining when some people say they want to do something good and others they're trying to do good, and then you have those that are doing nothing, and it's a struggle all the way around.
Sure.
And I'm sort of tired of having that struggle. I think that right now I just want to spend time with God. You know.
Yeah.
He's the one that's helping me get my strength back, and that. And I hope I'm not trying to offend anybody out there. I'm just. I want to, you know, I'm trying to speak the truth. I mean, the challenges, these are things that people are not talking about, but they are talking about it behind the scenes. And that's what it needs to be brought out. I mean, it needs to be called out so people can come together and it all stops. There's no reason why we should be attacking each other out there when we are struggling so hard to survive.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
wow, does that sound like something that we talk about every night, Dan?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. And it's true. I mean, it's true. Yeah. It really is. Go ahead, Wayne. You want to jump in here? Go ahead.
Well, it's something that we try to do every single night is to get people to, they don't have to identify. Come on, anonymously, and just say, this is what I think, this is how I feel, you know, and this is working, you know, because until we come out of the closet, and I mean, we are so much in the closet, a lot of us are in denial, You know?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. I have treatment. I hurt and I need help. You know?
Yeah. Hey,
that's not that hard.
Yeah. Listen, we're getting hit kind of hard here, so my show's cutting in and out. I might lose you. So just so everybody knows what's – yeah. Yeah, I just looked outside, and I hope we can make it for the next 40 minutes.
Well,
sorry, I didn't mean to – I didn't mean
– we can always reschedule.
Sure. Maria, know this. Anytime you want to do a show, all you have to do is let me know, and I'll make it happen for you. Because I know what you have tried to do, other things you try to do to make a difference in this community. It's been a lot of stuff that you've tried to do. I've been with you on some of it. Some of it I've just seen. Known you for quite some time, and we've talked several times, so I know what kind of person you are, and I know what you mean to do, and I know what you do, and I know it's a lot for an individual to do themselves. It's not easy, and you know, anytime you want to do something, feel free to let me know, and I'll make it happen for you. I mean, we'll do it right here on the show. I have no problem doing it for anyone, but. Especially, you know, because I know that you're trying to make the comeback, and I know it's rough on you, and I totally get it and understand it all. Just know that we're here whenever.
Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome.
Decided which avenue, you know, and I mean, I've been praying about and letting God lead which avenue He wants me to take in it. You know, because sure. You know, I was trying to do the Angels of Goodwill too, and it's still a mm-hmm. nonprofit, which is not a 501c3. But
right.
I've come up with some other new ideas that I think that I might be heading towards, and I really mm-hmm. don't want to say what they are at this point.
Oh, that's fine.
And
that's fine.
I might close everything else down. And
right.
But it just depends on, you know, how this is going to work out, but I'm still in the thinking process and that. But
sure.
Again, you know, I just like to see the community come together. You know, the challenges that we face, even with, you know, doctors. I know that I must have seen, if not more, 75 plus doctors in the last 4 years, and mm-hmm. out of those 75. Probably less than 5 of them understand my illness.
Sure.
And that's been a challenge in itself, and to seek out those few doctors that have and mm-hmm. are helping me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have our families. A lot of us don't have the family support that we need. You know, that takes a toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's talk about this for a minute, Dan. You know, people don't hear a lot about it, talking about caregivers mm-hmm. and their challenges. But I'll tell mm-hmm. you, I've only started a caregiver since February. Everybody thinks Neil's my caregiver, but he's actually just a really good friend. But he does some things for me. But mm-hmm. as a food caregiver, I started in February. And some of the challenges that I've already had to face is mm-hmm. I don't get my hours. People mm-hmm. come in and they say they're allergic to the dish soap or whatever else, you know. And it's been a real, and having caregivers come in is even a challenge for them to find a caregiver to come in. So I wind mm-hmm. up without any hours. And that brings a lot of stress on top of you also. There's a lot mm-hmm. of things that I hear in the community about caregivers and that people are being taken care of, that they're just not getting the service that they need, or they're not being treated well because they don't have those family members looking over the shoulders to be sure that care is being given.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stress when you can't do the things, you know?
Sure it is. We've done, or I think Wayne was with me. I don't remember. I know I've done a couple shows about family, friends, and caregivers. It's a big responsibility. My daughter is more or less my caregiver. My wife works, you know, split shift during the day. She works a few hours in the morning, off for about 4 hours, and goes back in for about 3 hours in the late afternoon, or gets home early evening. So last year, my daughter actually had to quit her job to stay with me because I was falling a lot and going through a lot of issues. So she is my caregiver. Because I could get an outside caregiver, but it's like I told the court and I told doctors and stuff, my chances of finding somebody that knows what to do when I get into a bad flare or knows what to do if I pass out, you know, it's not just bringing the person back from passing out. There's a lot more to you. You got to help them up. You got to know how to lift them because, you know, where the CRPS and my shoulders messed up and so forth and so on. So it's a lot. It's a lot for them to do. Being by yourself, not just you, but anybody with chronic pain cannot be a pleasant thing. I mean, it just cannot be. I can't imagine it. You know, I have my family around me all the time and they all help me. And I know a lot of people that don't have people, you know, family and you got a close friend that's close to you that does help you a lot. I know we've talked about that before, and that's good because everybody needs that, you know, they need the family and friends. And it's a big strain on family and friends, not knowing what we go through every day. I mean, it's a lot of people get angry and say, well, they just hate me. No, I really don't think it's a question of hate. I think it's a question of they're scared to death because they don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to put yourself in their shoes. I mean, you see somebody sitting there crying and can't hardly move and you can't touch them. There's a problem, you know, and they just freak out. They don't know what to do. And I'm saying that because I watched my family go through that when I first got diagnosed with this. It scared the hell out of them.
There needs to be some kind of proper training where caregivers need training also, you know, on how to care for us. That's one of the things that you know, I was working on. I'm working with one of the hospitals it's not a university, which I found that the hospital itself is awesome. Because they have more leeway than the university to work with. And they're trying to hear what I'm saying and reading the research. And I bring in the hospital protocol, and they are finally starting to respond to it, which is awesome. I'm hoping, you know, like to have some seminars and that. Again, you know, I just want people to, we need to start talking about these challenges and trials and so forth, and stop hiding our illness behind the scenes, behind closed doors, and stop talking about everybody and trying to understand each other and support one another. And if you don't understand, that's okay. It's okay that you don't understand, but just listen. You know, but don't condemn them because you don't understand, because that person may be going through something that you have no clue that they have not said. And not everybody will talk about their illness online and talk about their pain and that. So if you see a reaction on them that's not normal, you can guess that there's something going on that is affecting them and trying to be more understanding of one another, you know.
Me and Wayne, chime in there, buddy. Me and you talk about this every single night of the week, just about. We always are talking about this, and I'm so glad, Maria, that you brought this up, because we know we're not the only ones feeling this way, because it's very important, and we talk about this all the time, because, you know, hiding your illness, I understand people are ashamed of their illness, and they should not be ashamed. We were put in this spot for a reason, and we have to make the best of it. And that's how I feel about it. We need to work with one another. Just like the other day here in Florida, they ran an ad for ticks and Lyme disease. And I shared it on Facebook. I didn't share the link because I couldn't find it at the time. But, you know, I let the Lyme community know, hey, you know, y'all complaining and raising Cain like you've been doing has made a difference. They now the news media is they're saying things. So, yes, we're making progress. It's not big steps, but we're making baby steps. We're making progress. They are hearing what we're saying. We just have to keep going. We can't stop. We annoy the crap out of these senators and governors and presidents and everything else. Annoy them. Just annoy them. I write the governor every single week and have for 3 years now. Every week I write them. Every week. And I get response back every time. This time I've been waiting for a little while, but I think it's because, well, we had the Zika flare up. Now we've got the storm. So, yeah, they're probably busy doing other things, and I understand that. But I'll write them again and say, hey, I'm still waiting to hear from you, you know, because that's what we have to do. We have to come out of the corners, come out of the shells, and come out swinging, man, and know that we have each other. We have each other here on Facebook and off Facebook. To talk to. I talk to a lot of people on the phone. So, yes, we can.
One of the things, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry about that.
That's fine. You're fine.
I just wanted to say something. You know, a long time ago when I first had my illness, I was on Facebook consistently. And when I first got on, and somebody else told me, they said to stay away from Facebook because it's all negative. And I kept telling them, no, it's not. No, it's not. There are people out there that are struggling and trying to. And, you know, 4 years later, if you ask me now, my opinion, Facebook is negative. I would tell somebody else, stay away from
it. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's,
I can't deny what that person said. I've seen it for myself. And after being in that negativity for so long, it does affect you. You have to back away from it. You have to take time for yourself and heal.
That's true. You do. And, you know, a lot of that's why I'm going to, I don't know if you've seen it, but I put a post that I'm putting this show in your groups now as we speak. I'm going to stop posting in groups. I'm going to stop posting in groups.
You are more because than one.
Oh, I know. But I feel like that. I feel like it's because I'm not seeing much going on in the groups. Not just on my post, but I mean, just in general, people are pulling away from Facebook, and I understand it. I just want the, you know, my show can always be heard on my page, or on Blog Talk Radio, or my radio show page. So I mean, I'm sharing it and people are listening. I'm just, it's a lot to post in every one of these groups. And I just feel like it's taking up a lot of unnecessary, room, you know, unnecessary room for that other people. So, I mean, the shows are important and I want to reach out and get everyone that can hear the show. And I guess I'm trying to be a little respectful. I feel like I've been kind of disrespectful. I mean, people have allowed it and they've enjoyed it. And they told, you know, I've got permission to do it. And I really do appreciate it from everyone. It's just that that's just the way I feel on things. You know, I'm here to help anyone and everyone I can. That's why me and Wayne do the radio shows like we do 4 nights a week. And thanks to him for being here and helping, because it's a lot to do but for one person. You know, it is a lot to do.
Absolutely, because I know when I did the shows for Let Your Voice Be Heard, I did those by myself, you know, and I did a little bit with you guys, you know, I would do a conference call, then I recorded and I'd make it into a movie, and then I would post it, and it was a lot of work. And
it's
draining. If people don't realize the effort that you put into to do what you do, And some things that we forget to you know, maybe sometime you need to break down, you know. These are the steps that we're taking to do this. This isn't something that we can just slap off the back of our hand, you know.
Right,
we're
right.
Doing these things from our bed, from, you know, with the tools that we have to work with to struggle, mm-hmm. to fight, to raise awareness.
Right.
I don't know.
I wish
they could help everybody. I really do. I mean, if we could reach everybody and have everybody, you know, come away with something positive from what we do, man, that would be the perfect world. And that some sure. people just refuse to listen. You know, if you go against their conventional wisdom, you know, what they've been taught or what they've heard, then you hit a brick wall. And those some mm-hmm. of those people you can't help. You know, you want to, but there's a point where you got to let go of them because there's other people out there that really need your help. And the ones that
That's
don't
right.
want your help, I mean, it sounds terrible, but if they don't want your help, there's a point where you have to let go.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I've always said this, and I've told many people this before. If there's something negative in your life, you have to let it go. If they are going to drag you down and they're not willing to work with you, and it doesn't matter who's on top or who's on bottom, whatever, but if they're going to be the anchor and keep pulling you down, then you've got to let it go. There's mm-hmm. nothing else you can do. You know, people mm-hmm. have to open up their hearts, and people are not willing to open up their hearts. Now, why? I'm not sure why. You know, just like you said, maybe the beliefs or something else, or they've been hurt in life or whatever about. But
yeah,
not everybody's out to get you.
That's yeah. it. That's true. They're not. They're not. You know, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, I think it's probably because they're a little bit scared because of the way they've been treated in the past, with their just, you know, with them having the chronic pain disorders, embarrassment, you know. I think that has a lot to do with it, but it's not right for them to feel that. Well, I'm going to say it's not right to feel that way. I guess it is right to feel that way, but they don't need to feel that way. Because there's a lot of people out here that will help anyone. They really
yeah,
would.
There is quite a few.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it's just bad that some bad apples have to spoil it for all the rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that's just life. We all know that's life, and it's not right. It's not fair. No one should be treated this way or that way. But
you know, I'm a strong person, and I'm going to wind up coming back eventually. I'm sure I am. The winter's coming
sure.
up, and I get out mm-hmm. and so forth. And I'm going to yeah. jump back into the boat or in the ocean, you know, and try again with other projects, I'm sure. And it's not that my projects that I have can't continue. It's just I think that I want to approach things differently, and
yeah.
I'm just not sure. And I think that maybe I want to work with a couple other people. And
right.
I'm not giving up. Just because I had to take time out from Facebook does not mean that I've given up on raising awareness or anything else.
Right.
Or I've given up on the people
sure.
who care about me. It's
sure.
not about that. It's just about taking some time for me to heal.
Mm.
And I knew mm. that I'm having a couple procedures coming up, like Tuesday I have the port going in, and then next month I have the pain pump going in, and I'm going to need time from there to heal, and there's no sense in me going on Facebook full time and starting something when I can't commit to what I'm doing at from my bed. I need to get
yeah.
past that healing process in order to move the next level.
Right. Right, I hear you.
On the pain pump and so forth, but you know I'm not giving up.
Right, right. Wayne, I see that Disabled Americans for Change gets their status. I don't know if it's okay for me to say it, the whole thing or not. That's why I said
yeah.
it that way.
Why?
Oh,
yeah, sure.
They got the 501c3 nonprofit status. I didn't know that.
Yep.
You should have told me that. Well, that's a secret. Oh, I wasn't supposed to.
No.
Busted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there busted. Are, you know, we're. No.
I didn't know. I didn't know that you that was going on.
More that needs to be done, you know, and sure. it's, you know, it just got sealed, you know, that
right.
we were accepted. But, mm-hmm. you know, to really go out and do everything that you need, you know, there's expenses that have to be met, you know. I mean, if you're going to fly somewhere, you got to get there.
Right.
There was quite the argument about not accepting, any pay. You know, nothing, mm-hmm. zero, zip. You know,
right.
And once it was, that everybody agreed that no, nobody gets paid. You know,
right.
then
right.
everything went forward, and I like how it, it has come up.
Right.
As far as to actually say anything. Yeah, until you get the stamp of approval, you know, it's like
you don't say.
Yeah,
nothing,
I just. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's so much in the pain community that needs to be addressed. You know, I mean, if you want to get flyers out, I mean, come on. If you're like Dan does it within his community, but he's still doing mm-hmm. up hundreds of flyers. You
That's
know, true. But if you're trying to address an entire state. That's a cost, So
mm-hmm.
keep everything above board, Then mm-hmm. That was something that was agreed on, and I like it,
I'm glad. Good. Yeah. I'm definitely glad. That's why I was watching how I said it, because I didn't want to give up the whole. Not that I was trying to hide anything from you, Maria. I wasn't. I wasn't hiding anything.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that it was okay to say it, because when I say things on there, I try to be careful mentioning things like that, or
mm-hmm.
Just try to be rather safe than sorry type thing is all.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, this is like with Angels of Goodwill. You know, we're a nonprofit, but we're not a 501c3. But I put a halt to everything right at this point, because I don't know which way I'm going to go at this point. And I'm even thinking of just keeping it as a non-501c3 and,
mm-hmm.
and still leave as just the nonprofit for Michigan, so I can use it for doing seminars and other things in Michigan. Like I said, that's cool.
I thought about doing one, but I just don't. I really don't. I'm just doing the radio show, so I think I'm good with that. Because this is a lot. This is a lot to do. People don't realize that. Me and Brian was just talking a few minutes ago. He's at the hospital with a friend of his that's not doing real good, and he's
I'm sorry to hear that.
He's trying to do, or not trying to, he was trying it out and see what it's about, doing the shows. And it's like I just told him a minute ago. I said, Brian, I already have the show. It's established. You're more than welcome to work with us on the show. I think, mm-hmm. Trying to have too many people doing radio shows is going to get really conflicting. People are not mm-hmm. going to know which way to go. Different things are being said. I think it's just better to keep it on one show, and that's what I told. That's what I told them, because there's a few other people that do the radio shows that are now mm-hmm. copying me now, and I think it's funny, but whatever.
Right.
It's a whole different story.
Oh,
but
and that's why I'm thinking about let your voice be heard, disappear. Disappear, but not doing it anymore, because everybody's starting to come out with these shows, So I don't need to be doing the same thing as everybody else.
Yeah, it's getting a little conflicting, because, the one person does shows on anything and everything to be popular and outdo everybody else, which I'm not into that. The other person that does shows has been doing them for quite some time. And does them on different things than I do, but now they're trying to venture over into the chronic pain world, and that's just it's just not a good idea. You know, it's not a good idea. I don't venture over into that stuff because I really don't know much about it. And I don't know a lot about all the chronic pain disorders, but we are learning and we're doing shows on them gradually. You know, every week we do a couple different disorders and are trying to anyway. So, you know, I think it just gets confusing. You know, it's like the Facebook groups popping up, you know, people are starting new groups. And listen, I'm all for it. Okay. I'm not discouraging anyone from doing it. I'm not talking bad about anyone, but every group you go in is different. And, you know, the CRPS groups need to kind of run the same. They need to kind of have the same information, you know, and not get so one-sided with things. I mean, that's what happens when you get millions of people doing millions of different things. I mean, that's just, that's what happens. I respect everyone that has a group on Facebook or tries to do anything to help. I respect them and I respect what they're doing and them individually, but it's giving people conflicting information and people are like, they don't know which way to go. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what to do, what to believe, you know, the chronic pain community is very sensitive in case people haven't figured that out. You have to be very, very easy with things, you know, and that's kind of where I'm going with things. So, you know, if Brian wants to do his own show, hey, I'm all for it. And I was on the show last Saturday to help him. So, I mean, I'm not against it. I just think that people need to kind of team up and work together on things instead of doing so much separate stuff. That's just my that's my personal feelings on things, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about earlier, everybody working together. Mm-hmm. But we have so much of this and that and this and that. It's like, I want to go to McDonald's, I'm going to go to Wendy's.
You got people going in different directions. It gets kind of stressful on people. You know, the chronic pain community, they're like, okay, I like listening to this guy's shows. Now this person's starting shows or, you know, this person's been doing shows for a long time and now they're coming over and doing chronic pain. You know, what in the world's going on? That type of thing. You know, I don't get paid at all to do the show. People donate to help me pay for the show, but I don't get paid to do the show. And I don't ask for money to, you know, to get paid to help support my show and keep it going. Yes. That's it. I mean, I don't make any money off of my radio shows and I don't want to make money off of it because that's taken away from, you know, people that live on disability and it's tight living on disability. Mm-hmm. And I know, cause I live on it. I know how tight it is. So, you know,
I'll do one of the word search books that I made for you.
Okay.
For CRPS. Yes. I'll have to do that.
I'll send
that one to you,
to
Wayne.
If
you want it. Yeah.
Yeah. Send Wayne one.
Well,
he's being quiet.
What I don't want to ever become is, you know, like the TV evangelist that they're supposed to be talking about God, but they spend, you know, three quarters of their time trying to raise money, you know? You quit doing good because you're trying to make more money. That's
We're not doing that. Intentions of doing that.
I'm happy making what I'm making right now. Nothing.
Sure. Yep. Nothing.
I think my job is to let go of all the CRPS and go speak about God.
Well, you know, if that's what
be the evangelist to collect the money. I don't care. I'm going to go back to the old school, you know, and, you know, my prayer group was one of my first groups, and it's still my baby. I just haven't been there in a while, and I'm really considering that's where I need to be.
Well, and you know, that
thing, I'll raise awareness on the outside of Facebook.
Sure. I'm a big believer in do what your heart tells you to do. I mean, it's just that simple. That's why I do these radio shows, because my heart tells me to do it. This is what I want to be doing. This is my way of contributing. This is my way of trying to make a difference and trying to help. And it's Wayne. It's Wayne's way as well. And Brian, for that matter, because we're not in it for the money. I promise you that. I'd be in big radio if I wanted to make money, not in internet radio. But
you know, I'm sorry. It's like you hear you that.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sorry. But every time you keep saying Wayne, I see that show, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Yeah. He's an older version. Yeah, he's an older version of Wayne's World.
Oh, are you kidding? I've heard that almost my entire life.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be typing me here.
Wayne, you must be in Wayne's World. Yes.
Yes. He does live in Wayne's World. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. He's been good. He's great help. He's helped me out a lot, and I'm grateful for that.
That's awesome. You know, it is.
And we're so much alike, but then we're so different too. In the same time, you know, it's kind of strange. We get along great, but we definitely have different views on things. But you know,
well, that's what makes us all individuals. You know,
sure,
there's nothing wrong with that.
We're all working. We're working for the same cause, you know. And I'm proud to be doing it. I mean, there's to it. I'm thrilled to be doing it. You know, it's not easy. There's nights that neither one of us feel like being here. But we manage to pull each other through an hour four nights a week. Because I remember I asked him, I said, "Wayne, you want four nights a week?" Yeah. Sure it is. I said, you want to co-host with me? And he's like, yeah, sure. How many nights? Well, we started out with two nights, didn't we? But it was like 2 days later, we went to four nights. We didn't do two nights, but I don't think. Yeah, not even a week.
I don't know how you guys do it and stay consistent. I know with doing the Hope Over Pain DJ party and all that other stuff, too, and doing the talk show 1 week, it was challenging. I couldn't keep up with it. So I don't know how you do it four nights a week. That's really
great. Very challenging. It's very challenging.
With two of us, it's actually a lot better. It's a lot easier with two of us.
Sure. It is a lot easier.
So you guys, like, share the responsibilities and help each other.
Yeah.
Well, we go back and forth, you know. I mean, if we all have a comment, but then maybe I think something a little bit different, or maybe I can add to it, or maybe, you know, he goes, well, yeah, but what about this? You know, so we bounce off each other real well. You know, and I hope in the meantime, I mean, we're learning as we're doing this, you know. He has CRPS, I have degenerative osteoarthritis.
Okay.
I have no clue about what MS was, or lupus, or Lyme disease, or anything else. We had no clue.
Chronic pain with bee venom is a new one too. I always got to throw that in every night. But we've learned a lot together, and from each other we've learned a lot as well. So it's been very pleasant, very fun, very serious. I mean, you know, we joke and cut around and stuff, but you know, we do shows on veterans. We've done that. We've done it on disabled folks, you know, can't get around in shopping centers and stuff. And we plan on doing more of those. Those are in the near future. We're going to do those again. It's just you're trying to keep up with most of the chronic pain stuff first and kind of, you know, throw some other ones in there as we go along. So it's next week I'm going to change things up a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got diagnosed with Fabry's disease. You know, one night if you want to do one of that, or I mean, I got a lot of the illnesses. You know, the spinal, the arthritis, the you know, fibro, whatever, the kidney disease.
We're going to try to touch on. We're going to try to touch on all 150 plus of them, but I don't know if we'll get there or not, but that's what we're going to work towards.
Yeah.
We do Thursday nights. We do on MS every week. Every Thursday is MS.
Okay.
Well, we tried POTS last week and we bombed so bad, but we finally found someone that about it. And so it really, really helped us out last night. But that's what we need. I mean, if we're having a show just on pain in general, call in. You know, you're in pain. You understand it. You know, and, you know, you could throw in your 2, 3, 5 cents worth, whatever, you know?
Yeah, right?
That illness, but I'd have to talk to her to see if she'd be willing to talk to you guys. But, yes, I know that in the past she has really spoke out about that illness, POTS.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
I'm going to ask her if she wants to talk with you guys about that.
Sure. Yeah, just send her to me. You know, I try to look for people to do shows on these different disorders, but I don't have a whole lot of luck. A lot of people just don't want to do the shows. I do have one friend, Lisa. She was on last night. She helped us with the show with POTS. And I know, you know, she will help us with anything that we need help with if she can. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful for that. For her and her help, but it's just like people just don't want to talk. They just don't want to talk.
They're like you said, they're embarrassed or something. They don't want to, you know, express their feelings to others to know what they're thinking or feeling because they might be ashamed or whatever. But you know, again, you know, Dan, if you need to get a hold of me and you want to talk about something that I know about, I'll be glad to come help you.
Oh, I know you will, and I appreciate it. That's about all I got's a penny. So yeah, wow, man, it's getting bad. I'm just reading that. At least 40 ambulances from far away as Orange County are filing to Bayonet Point Hospital to evacuate 290 patients after an electrical fire and power outage. That's over on the West Coast.
Wow.
That's like an hour from us. Yeah, it's supposed to really. It's not a hurricane, not yet. At least it wasn't, but it is a monster of a storm. I mean, it's been raining here for 2 days, nonstop, and it's still a few hundred miles away from us. So tomorrow might be floating around the house, so that's why I canceled tomorrow night's show just in case. I don't think we're going to get real bad weather where we're at, but I don't know, the ground won't take much more water. I can tell you that right now. It's standing in our yards and we're y'all just had some bad
water.
There's some bad weather up there not too long ago, but one's
good. There was a tornado that just touched down a couple days ago. Right, not far from me in Ann Arbor. Yeah, the tornado touched down, but nobody got hurt. Praise God.
Well, that's good. That's good. That doesn't happen very often up there.
Yeah, we get a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah, well, this is our I don't forget what I was going to say now. This is our peak season. September is our peak season. That's when we usually get hit is in September because they come from a different area. And they can get rather dangerous rather quickly. So the thing here, we don't have many tornadoes here in Florida. We have some when these tropical storms or these, you know, tropical weather, but now they're, you know, not like they do up in the Midwest. They have them bad out there. And the ones that hit up there by you was bad too. They were pretty big. So yeah, we have to be rather careful this time of year. Well, we're coming to an end. I appreciate you calling in, my friend, and talking with us. It's been great hearing you.
Thanks for having me on the show. It was nice meeting you, Wayne, and I really appreciate
You're more than welcome. We'll do another show with you coming up soon. You just take care of yourself and get yourself
right. You take care of yourself through the storm.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later.
There.
Yeah, I know. I'm in it. It's getting bad. All right, yeah. You guys. We'll talk Monday night, Wayne.
Okay, bud.
All right, man. Thanks. Good night.
Okay.